But I mean, Jesus Christ, man. What are you going to say about Juan Soto that hasn't been said since Thursday?
Dude.
I mean, this guy is not even as good as advertised. He's better than we could have ever imagined. And, you know, I tweet that and people are like, it's four games. Wait the whole season. What do you think? This guy's going to morph into a 210 hitter? This is what we, it didn't get a lot of attention over the offseason, but it's something I know that I mentioned. The Yankees acquired for a guy that is generationally good that hadn't even hit his prime yet. That's who Juan Soto is. And he's entering the prime years of his life right now. So, yeah, he could indeed be better than we could have ever imagined him being. And that pitch against Josh Hader that he
Unreal.
lines to left field, that takes a superb hitter to do something like that.
Beyond superb, man.
And you have to give a lot of credit to Gleyber Torres there, because Gleyber Torres, as much as we rip on him for having his head up his ass a lot of the times, knew that Hader was not paying attention to him and got his ass into scoring position that allowed Soto to be the hero right there. So credit to Gleyber Torres. And my God, dude, I mean, have you ever fallen in love with a guy as fast as you've fallen in love with Juan Soto? Not only the way he plays on the field, the interviews that he gives, how fucking pumped. You want to know something, Chris? Juan Soto gets it. He understands. He just got here, and he understands what it means for the Yankees to beat the Houston Astros. He understands what a thorn in the side, what a demon the Astros have been for the Yankees. And he understood the challenge this weekend.
For me, let's just back up for a second, because I think you brought up a point that we really need to touch on. Gleyber Torres swiping that bag is so crucial. And we saw the Yankees play some small ball this series also. We saw Austin Wells with the safety squeeze.
Yeah, you want to talk about things being different. When's the last time the Yankees have done a friggin' safety squeeze?
I don't know. I honestly, my one gripe with this team over four games, and there's really not many, because of obviously being 4-0, I'd like to see them be a, like, Volpe has been on base a lot. I know he didn't play today. He wasn't feeling well. He had the T-Wade. But I got to see Volpe be more aggressive, especially if he's going to be batting lower in the order.
Right. I don't want to see Brett Gardner 2.0. Honestly.
Right, exactly. He's too good. He's too quick on the bag, on the bases, to not swipe more bags. I need him to be more aggressive. But for Gleyber Torres to do that, we're going to compare to past years. When have the Yankees done something like that? And I'll tell you what, never. Because normally, the guy coming up after Torres gets on base in that situation is Aaron Judge. And if he swipes that bag, Christian, in any other year, what's happening to Aaron Judge?
Walk.
Is he getting pitches to hit? No, because no one else is a threat. The problem now for pitchers is that even though Gleyber Torres swipes that bag, Soto still gets pitches to hit, because even though Judges look like shit, he's still Aaron Judge. And Juan Soto needs to be a guy they go after. And it's not even good pitches that this guy is hitting. That's how good he is.
Do you contemplate swapping Judge and Soto just to get Judge going a little bit?
No, I don't. I don't touch Juan Soto, and I'll tell you why. Only because I know for a fact, based on prior years, that Aaron Judge doesn't need anyone as security protecting him to get going, because he hasn't had anyone in years. This guy played, 102 games last year, and he hit 37 home runs in a lineup that couldn't do dog shit. I don't touch Juan Soto. I know Aaron Judge is going to get going. He's had some better at-bats. He'll get there.
He'll worried about him.
Of course I'm not. And I'm telling you right now, when these two guys are both clicking, it is going to be some of the best baseball we've ever watched.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can try to downgrade anything Juan Soto's done this year, because I've had people in my replies, well, look who's protecting him. Yeah, Aaron Judge, who hasn't done shit this off this
What, does he have one
season.
Hit?
He has two, I think. The guy's got I love Aaron Judge, bro. That's my guy.
Of course.
He hasn't done jack shit this series. And Juan Soto's hitting nearly 600 with Aaron Judge pretty much looking lost for four games.
Crazy.
You can't. I mean, it's not like Aaron Judge is out there like ripping bombs and you know you have to pitch to Juan Soto. They don't have to pitch to Juan Soto right now because they know they can get Judge out and Juan Soto is still killing them.
Here's a good way to compare this year's team with last year's team, despite only being four games. Here's a great way. If Aaron Judge was non-existent in any four-game stretch of the Yankee season last year, including when he was hurt or just in a slump, what was the Yankees' record?
Pretty bad.
Even 2 years ago, really, he carried this whole team. What, maybe they take one out of the four? And then you go, okay, four games in Houston against the Astros. They're probably not even touching one game. And this team went 4-0, not relying on their superstar. So just imagine when this guy gets going.